We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia. So I'm reading on this link that it's a long article of different hacks of things that you can do to make life a little easier, so to speak. So this was interesting. Some of them I've seen before. Some of them I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to bother with it. But this one, ice cream. You get a gallon size ice cream container or whatever size it comes. I don't even know. Not a gallon. No, whatever the normal ice cream container is that you buy at the grocery store. If you put it in a gallon size bag, a Ziploc kind of bag, and you keep that in there and put it in the freezer, it's easier to scoop and it's easier to serve it out. That way, it's softer.
That just seems so needless. I don't have any trouble scooping ice cream.
Because you have some super duper fancy scoop.
It's $5. Just get one of those metal scoops that when you hold it with your hand warms up the whole scoop and makes it easier to dip.
Or if you don't have one of those, you could put it in the gallon size Ziploc bag and then keep it in your freezer. And it's less mess also if you get ice cream.
Who makes a mess scooping ice cream?
Never seen people that get ice cream on the outside of the container? It kind of drips down if you leave it out a little bit too long.
Why would you leave it out? You dip it, you immediately put it back in the freezer.
Okay, so we're moving on to the next one now. So the next hack is jeans. You know, you don't have to wash jeans every time you wear them. Some people do. But not everybody. There's a debate on how often you should wash jeans.
They're not magic. They don't self-clean.
Yeah, but apparently you're not supposed to wash them every time. So
are we talking about skipping here?
I'll wear them twice.
Okay, twice, but not like for 4 months straight or something.
I mean, some people say you're not supposed to wash them hardly at all.
Well, who are these crazy people with their spirochetes and body lice?
But gross. Oh. Well,
this is why MRSA is so strong now, because everybody keeps wearing dirty jeans and sitting on my furniture.
So do you wash them every time you wear them?
Usually twice. Unless like yesterday,
yes.
we were outside and it was 9,000 degrees.
Yes.
And I went home and my pants felt like they were glued to my thighs. Those went straight in the wash.
Or if you're out eating at a fast food restaurant, you've gone through the drive-thru and then you put the food on your lap. I feel like that smell sticks to your pants. Fast food.
Yeah.
Well, here's the trick. Okay, so if you don't want to wash your jeans, but you want to get rid of any smells, you fold them up and you put them in the freezer overnight, and then apparently they're going to be good as new the next day. This says also, that goes for smelly shoes. You can put smelly shoes in the freezer to get rid of the smell.
Okay.
I've never heard of that before.
With us, we have a shoe drying area in the garage because mm-hmm. somebody's always playing soccer. Somebody always has wet, smelly feet. So they get tongue pulled out, laces undone, stuck in front of box fan, air blowing through them. And then the next morning, they're fine.
Oh, good. Okay. So that's another hack.
But that's just don't leave them shoved in a soccer bag wet.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Some people, even if you don't play sports, some people just have stinky feet.
Well, that's true.
So if you need to, you could just put your shoes, store your shoes in the freezer.
Or put your feet in the freezer overnight.
Yeah,
and
that's
that way
great.
When you take them out in the morning.